and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. In the last two programs, I emphasized the clarinet players, specifically Don Murray and Pee Wee Russell. In today's program, I will shift my attention to a couple of cornet or trumpet players, Tommy Ladnier and Joe Smith. Some time ago, I posted in the Bixography forum some comments about the jazz critic Hugues Panassier. From his book with Madeleine Gauthier, Guide to Jazz, I quote, "A very gifted musician, Bix had a masterful style on the trumpet and great invention, but he never quite achieved the style of the great three trumpet players whom he long studied, Louis Armstrong, Tommy Ladnier, and Joe Smith." My response to Panassier was, "That is nonsense. Bix's phrasing and improvisational style are sui generis. He did not copy anybody, he did not sound like anybody else. His extemporaneous compositions were as unique as the DNA in his genes." Mike Heckman suggested that I play some recordings that feature Ladnier and Smith so that Bixophiles could compare the styles of these two trumpet players with that of Bix. I thought that was a good idea, so I'm devoting today's program to a comparison of Ladnier and Smith with Bix. Let's start with Tommy Ladnier. He was born in Florenceville, Louisiana, on May 28, 1900. He moved to Chicago in 1917, played with various groups, notably King Oliver. In 1926, Ladnier joined Fletcher Henderson's band and served as the principal solo cornetist. Let's get going with the music. First, I'll play Hop Off, recorded on April 11, 1927, by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, with Tommy Ladnier, Bobby Stark, and Russell Smith on trumpet, Jimmy Harrison, Charlie Green on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet or alto sax, Jerome Pasquale on clarinet, alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on clarinet, tenor sax, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Dixon on banjo, June Cole on bass, Kaiser Marshall on drums, and there is a vocal by Jimmy Harrison here. I will follow that by Clarinet Marmalade. That was recorded on December 8, 1926, with Fletcher Henderson on piano, Russell Smith, Joe Smith, and Tommy Ladnier on trumpets, Benny Morton, Charlie Green on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet and alto sax, Don Redman on alto sax and clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax and clarinet, Charlie Dixon banjo, June Coles on tuba, and Kaiser Marshall on drums. That was recorded on December 8, 1926, just a few weeks before the Frankie Trombauer recording of Clarinet Marmalade also. That was on February 4, 1927. So I'm going to play then the two recordings by Fletcher Henderson with Tommy Ladnier. First it would be Hop Off, then Clarinet Marmalade, and immediately to compare I will play the Frankie Trombauer version of Clarinet Marmalade.
Thank you.
Just that comparison should put to rest the preposterous suggestion that Bix was influenced by Tommy Ladner. Let's turn now to Joe Smith. Joe Smith was born in Ripley, Ohio, 1902. His brother, Russell Smith, also played trumpet. In the early 1920s, Joe Smith worked as a freelancer in New York, recorded with Ethel Waters and Mamie Smith. From 25 to 28, he was with the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, and in 1929, he joined McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Let's listen to a couple of recordings that feature Joe Smith. Recorded on January 22nd, 1927, the composition of the band, of the Fletcher Henderson band, that is essentially the same as that for clarinet Marmalade. I will follow Have It Ready with the Fidgety Feet, recorded on March 19, 1927, by the same band. In Have it ready. There is only one trumpet solo, and that is Joe Smith. In Fugitive Feet, there are two trumpet solos. The first one is by Joe Smith, the second by Tommy Ladner. So let's listen to Fletcher Henderson with Joe Smith and Tommy Ladner, specifically Joe Smith in Have It Ready, and both Joe Smith and Tommy Ladner in Fugitive Feet. Well, at least Joe Smith plays in the middle register, sort of like Bix does, and is somewhat lyrical. But still, anyone that thinks that Bix was influenced by Joe Smith is needs a new brain. Okay, let's continue with another couple of recordings that will help us understand a little bit better how Ladnier and Smith played. First I'll have Hot Mustard. That was recorded in December 8, 1926 by basically the same band that we have been playing so far. Joe Smith plays with Hawkins at the beginning, and at the end Ladnier has a solo in the middle of the recording. I will follow that with I'm Coming Virginia, recorded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, again the same composition, on November 5th, 1927. Thank you. need to make a correction. I'm Coming Virginia by Fletcher Henderson was recorded on May 11, 1927. That was 2 days before the May 13th recording of the same tune by Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra. Well, I would like to turn now to a tribute to Bix. The Bix Beiderbecke Memorial Society of Davenport, Iowa, commissioned Lalo Schifrin to make a composition in honor of Bix, and Lalo Schifrin entitled his composition Rhapsody for Bix. It has several parts. It is available on a CD from Aleph. It's number 004, and I'll play just one part from that Rhapsody. I think it's the least objectionable part as far as I'm concerned. It will be part D, which is in a mist. Part A is Davenport Blues, B, Royal Garden Blues, C, Singing the Blues, E, Rhapsody for Big Theme, which to me sounds more like Gershwin than anything else. Then there is F at the Jazz Band Ball, and finally G, Jazz Me Blues. In a mist, the composition by Bix Beiderbecke is so powerful, so great, that it is very hard to spoil. So here is Lalo Schifrin with the London Symphony Orchestra and part D of his Rhapsody for Bix, In a Mist. I guess I was wrong. It is possible to spoil even in a mist. Why don't they do what Bill Challis tells everybody? A mist is an improvisation. You don't have to improvise on it. Just play it like it is. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this is